ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 33 एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कपिलदेव पार्ट 3 पर्पोर्ट्स कंटिन्यूड। अहो बत श्व पचोतो गरीयान यज जीवाग्रे वर्तते नाम तुभ्यम तेपस तपस्ते जुहुवु सस्नुर आर्या ब्रह्मानुचुर नाम ग्रीनंति ये ते। As it was stated in the previous verse, a person who has once offenselessly chanted the holy name of God immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. One should not be astonished by this statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. One should not misbelieve or think, "Oh, how by chanting the holy name of the Lord can one become a holy man to be compared to the most elevated Brahmana?" To eradicate such doubts in the minds of unbelievers, this verse affirms that the stage of chanting the holy name of the Lord is not sudden, but that chanters have already performed all kinds of Vedic rituals and sacrifices. It is not very astounding, for no one in this life can chant the holy name of the Lord unless one has passed all lower stages, such as performing the Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, studying the Vedas, and practicing good behavior like that of the Aryans. All of this must first have been done. Just as a student in a law class is to be understood to have already graduated from general education, so anyone who is engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, must have already passed all lower stages. It is said that those who simply chant the holy name with the tip of the tongue are glorious. One does not even have to chant the holy name and understand the whole procedure, namely the offensive stage, offenseless stage, and pure stage. If the holy name is sounded on the tip of the tongue, that is also sufficient. Herein it is said that Nama, a singular number, one name, Krishna or Rama, is sufficient. It is not that one has to chant all the holy names of the Lord. The holy names of the Lord are innumerable, and one does not have to chant all the names in order to prove that he or she has already undergone all the processes of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. If one chants once only, it is to be understood that he or she has already passed all the examinations, not to speak of those who are chanting always, 24 hours a day. It is specifically said here, Tubhyam, unto you only. One must chant God's name, not as the Mayavadi philosophers say, any name, such as a demigod's name or the names of God's energies. No, only the holy name of the Supreme Lord will be effective. Anyone who compares the holy name of the Supreme Lord to the names of the demigods is called Pashandi, an offender. The holy name has to be chanted to please the Supreme Lord and not for any sense gratification or professional purpose. If this pure mentality is there, then even though a person is born of a low family, such as that of a dog eater, he or she is so glorious that not only has one purified him or herself, but one is quite competent to deliver others. One is competent to speak on the importance of the transcendental name, just as Thakur Haridas did. Haridas was apparently born in a family of Muhammadans, and because Haridas was chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord offenselessly, Lord Chaitanya empowered Haridas to become the authority or acharya of spreading the name. It did not matter that Haridas was born in a family which was not following the Vedic rules and regulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Prabhu accepted Haridas as an authority because Haridas was offenselessly chanting the holy name of the Lord. Authorities like Advaita Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya immediately accepted that Haridas had already performed all kinds of austerities, had studied the Vedas, and had performed all sacrifices. That is automatically to be understood. However, there is a hereditary class of brahmanas called the smarta brahmanas, who are of the opinion that even if such persons who are chanting the holy name of the Lord are accepted as purified, still they have to perform the Vedic rites or await their next birth in a family of brahmanas so that they can perform Vedic rituals. But actually, that is not the case. Such a man does not need to wait for the next birth in order to become purified. No, he is at once purified. It is to be understood that such a person has already performed all sorts of rites. It is the so-called brahmanas who actually have to undergo different kinds of austerities before reaching that point of purification. There are many other Vedic performances which are not described herein, but all such Vedic rituals have already been performed by chanters of the holy name. The word Juhuvu means that the chanters of the holy name have already performed all kinds of sacrifices. The word Susnu means that they have already traveled to all the holy places of pilgrimage and taken part in purificatory activities at those places. They are called Arya because they have already finished all these requirements, and therefore they must be among the Aryans or those who have qualified themselves to become Aryans. The word Aryan refers to those who are civilized, whose manners are regulated according to the Vedic rituals. Any devotee who is chanting the holy name of the Lord is the best kind of Aryan. Unless one studies the Vedas, one cannot become an Aryan. But it is automatically understood that chanters have already studied all the Vedic literature. The specific word used here is anuchu, which means that because they have already completed all those recommended acts, they have become qualified to be spiritual masters. And the very word grinanti, which is also used in this verse, means to be already established in the perfectional stage of ritualistic performances. It is just as if one is seated on the bench of a high court and is giving judgment on cases, that means one has already passed all legal exams and is better than those who are engaged in the study of law or those expecting to study law in the future. In a similar way, persons who are chanting the holy name are transcendental to those who are factually performing the Vedic rituals and those who expect to become qualified. Or in other words, those who are born in families of brahmanas but have not yet undergone the reformatory processes and who therefore expect to study the Vedic rituals and perform the sacrifices in the future. And so, there are many Vedic statements in different places saying that anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord becomes immediately freed from conditional life, and that anyone who hears the holy name of the Lord, even though born in a family of dog eaters, also becomes liberated from the clutches of material entanglement. Recorded July 18, 2023, first day of Purushottama Adi Mas by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Magyana Timurandasya Gyana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tatsmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Ravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarine Trinad Api Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harenama 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 Eva Kevalam Kalau Naskiva Naskiva Nasyeva Gatir Anyatha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Vishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktapyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari Jaya, Gaura Hari, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Nittai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasa Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radharamana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari. Gopala Hari Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala. Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari. Govinda Hari Gopala Hari. Gopala Hari Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Krishna Hari. Jaya Rama Hari. Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hatimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Hatimam. Namaste Purusham Dvadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhutanam Antarbahir Avastitam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namapankaja Nabhaya Namapankaja Malane Namapankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Kinchana Vittaya Navritta Guna Krittaye Atmaramaya Shantaya Jaivalya Pataye Namaha Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramaka Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriya Vasudeva Parangyanam Vasudeva Parantapaha Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Paragatiki Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Natha Narayana Vasudeva Jai Govinda Jai Gopal Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal Dina Dayal Prabhu Dina Dayal Dina Dayal Prabhu Dina Dayal Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lal Giri Varadhadi Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal Nanda Dulal Prabhu Nanda Dulal